middle of winter, political tensions are high, the bills for the holiday gifts have landed, and before you know it, it will be tax time. It not only sounds depressing, it is depressing. So if you need something to take your mind off the stress of daily life, consider Capitol Repertory Theater in Albany as a February sanctuary. That's because the sweet and charming new play, Assisted Loving, is there through February 19th. It's guaranteed to put a smile on your face and help you leave the theater in a better mood than when you entered. Assisted Loving, subtitled Dating with My Dad, is one of those funny plays that is filled with flawed characters who are trying to find happiness through a personal relationship. The play suggests that the key to such happiness is to stop seeking perfection and recognize that being happy only happens when you accept your own flaws, which permits you to accept the flaws of others. Granted, the premise doesn't sound profound, and it isn't. However, a lot of the play's charm is that playwright Bob Morris isn't trying to be deep, dark, or mysterious. He's offering his own life story about his relationship with his father. Not only does Morris heal old wounds, that healing opened up for him a pathway to find a life partner. Sal is a 75-year-old widower who recently lost his devoted wife of more than 50 years. To the horror of his son, David, Sal is trying to find a replacement for his wife before he goes through an appropriate time for grieving. Making matters worse, at least in David's eyes, Edie, the woman to whom Sal is attracted, was his mother's best friend. In order to distract his father, David introduces Sal to the world of online dating. He also sabotages the relationship with Edie through lies of commission and omission. The online dating theme offers a few easy laughs as Sal discovers the eccentric world of computer dating. The lies add conflict to the story. David is living a parallel existence. He's a fussy, overcritical individual who finds fault with everything and everyone. This makes him a lonely person who cannot open up or be comfortable with the other gay men he meets online. Brian Sills gives a marvelous performance as David. He shows him as a selfish son who would deprive his father of joy. But Sills is able to show the reasons for David's insecurities. This helps in not making the man seem as despicable as are his actions. Plus, his comic timing finds all the humor in David's many bright and witty quips. Because Sills offers such an honest, low-key performance, David's journey to self-discovery is both satisfying and rewarding. Barry Pearl is a delight as he plays Sal as honest, blunt, and unpretentious. His reactions to his status-obsessed son are refreshing, humorous, and wise. It's a warm, winning portrayal of a stubborn man who cares little about what others think. However, isn't there always a however, the choice to show Sal as coarse and crude supports David's view of his father. The decision to make him beyond careless in dress and to portray him as impetuous and without patience makes you wonder what women see in him. Except for the final scene, rarely do we see the man that women find attractive. The character and the play would be better served if the audience's view of the man conflicted with David's opinion earlier and more often. The two supporting roles add much to production. Morris wisely focuses on the two men's central love interests and offers others merely as meet-and-greet types. Both performers show effortless range with those types while excelling with specific characters. Cheryl Stern is marvelous as Edie, a woman who has made her own journey from loss to independence, and Max Wolkowitz creates a gentle, caring man who is able to show David that love is something to be treasured rather than to be feared. Director Gordon Greenberg once again shows he's a master of getting maximum enjoyment from material. As I said, Assisted Loving is not a profound play, but it is always enjoyable as it makes you feel good about life and love. It's something rare to find in today's world, but you can find it at Capitol Rep in Albany through February 19th. For tickets and schedule information, call 518-445-SHOW or go to capitalrep.org. This is Bob Gifford from the Troy Record.